Live every week like it's Shark Week 2010. Jobs that bite. By Bouzette. Read by
Greedy Dancer
and Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Star Trek Reboot. Winona donned her dive gear with no small portion of apprehension. While she knew, on a strictly intellectual level, that her micromail oversuit and their planetary host's goodwill would keep her safe. Well, their hosts were still very large, with many pointy teeth, and they didn't speak for all of these ocean's predatory inhabitants. She slipped off the edge of the boat with a small splash and into the cool water, adjusting her mask while she awaited her guide. Winona glanced back and forth across the expanse of blue-green water, feeling her heart rate increase with each passing minute. She shrieked inside her mask when her guide nudged the small of her back with his nose. Lieutenant Vincent, the dive coordinator's voice, sounded in the side of her mask.
You okay, Kirk?
6 feet away, the UT registered notch fins deep and oddly breathy of a laugh. I'm fine, she told Vincent. Then, oh God. And here she had thought that 17 years as Jim's mother had desensitized her to, well, things like this. As it happened, she was the only person in the biology department who had the dive certification and pharmacological experience necessary for this mission. She was also the only person left who could stand their hosts, and their hosts' unique senses of humor.
I'm gonna eat you!
Notchfin shouted, surging forward in a wall of muscle and teeth, only to veer off at the last moment. He circled back around, gray pectoral fins up, and white belly as stark in the water as his many, many razor-bright teeth. And then he said,
You scared? Haha.
Could you maybe not do that? Winona asked when she could breathe again, glad that she'd had the presence of mind to visit the head before coming down.
You really thought I'd eat you?
The shark pressed. Then he passed her to present his dorsal fin with its half-moon missing notch. Winona grabbed hold and let him pull her downward and outward toward the school. There she would take blood and skin samples from every shark present and take their immunoscans at Notch Fin's behest. That the Knot Seals, as his people called humans, were interested in artificially duplicating certain aspects of their immune systems seemed to amuse them greatly. The thought had crossed my mind, she replied, unable to keep the slight tremor from her voice.
I'd never eat you, unless I was very hungry,
Notchfin said, and
ha ha ha.
Winona lost her grip on his dorsal. He swam ahead another 100 meters and circled back in concentric rings. When he reached the place where she was treading water, he brought his huge, toothy head on a level with her face and blinked the nictitating membranes across his near eye. Is scaring me half to death really so enjoyable for you?
What do you think, genius? Now hop on.
Winona returned to her place on the shark's back. After a few minutes' silent swim, she asked, You wouldn't eat me, right?
Oh no, you're much too skinny. All string and no bone, no blubber at all.
Deadpan. Oh, joy of joys. Oh, Winona replied, a little faintly. That's good then, I think. Notchfin swam on, laughing quietly. The end.